Of Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, we'll have the opportunity to read these words, the Word of God. There we go. Let's read these together. It is the Word of God. It is supernatural in origin, eternal in duration, inexpressible in value, infinite in scope, regenerative in power, unfallible in authority, universal in interest, personal in application, inspired in totality. Read it through, write it down, pray it in, work it out, and then pass it on. We say amen to that today. Amen. Our scripture text this morning is found in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. We have it on the PowerPoint overhead for you if you'd like to read it on the overhead. The sermon that is titled Overcoming Discouragement. I will confess to you, I had a completely different sermon prepared this last Thursday. Totally different. And I told Sherry as I left to come into the church that morning, she said, well, have you pretty much got your sermon? And I said, well, I thought I did, but I'm starting over. And sometimes the Lord just puts things in your spirit, in your heart, that you try to follow and do your best. I pray God's will be done here today. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen to those words today in the Word of God. It's only natural for all of us as believers to have moments and times and in seasons and instances where discouragement can creep in. Sometimes things just go wrong. Trouble comes our way. You get sick. Somebody lets you down. And you get discouraged. But unfortunately, that emotion can, if we're not careful, become a breeding ground for depression or bitterness or resentment. Sometimes folks in the midst of discouragement, they'll fall into the old blame game. They want to blame somebody else, even blaming God for what has happened. When that happens, what we'll see quite often is our devotion to God may begin to slip. We begin to forsake spending as much time with Him alone in prayer and reading the Word of God. Or we begin to give up in our heart in believing and embracing the promises that God has given to us. If we're not careful, we'll just give up altogether in the midst of discouragement and depression. Discouragement has the potential to be a poison for our lives, a deep poison that unless we respond to it with the Word of God and by the power of God, we can become overwhelmed to the point of beginning to feel helplessness and developing an attitude of cynicism and depression, as I mentioned already. But I want to tell you here today, as believers, we can overcome those moments of discouragement by the power of God in us and by His Holy Spirit and by Jesus that is in us today. And I share with you today 3 points that I pray that will be points that we can hold on to and remember that will strengthen you this morning. And the first one is, remember what God has done. Remember what He's already done in your life. There's the Psalm in 126 and verse 3 that says, the Lord has done great things for us. Is that true for you? Can you say, the Lord has done great things for me? Oh, I can say that in my life. There's an expression that you've heard me use often, and that is to light the lamps of the past. That means to take a look back. Light the lamps of the past. Look back and remember all the times that God was there for you. Remember His forgiveness and His cleansing, His mercy and His grace when He brought salvation to your life and to your heart. Remember those times when you prayed and you knew God had heard that prayer and He came through for you and brought that answer that you were so desperate for. You can look back perhaps at times of sickness of your life, or maybe in the life of a loved one, in the family, those you love. And you remember the power and the healing and the strength of God that came and met that need in that individual or in your own life. In James 1 and verse 17, the Bible tells us, every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. One day, Napoleon was riding his horse out in front of the soldiers, and he lost control of his horse. And a private pushed through the ranks and ran out and grabbed a hold of Napoleon's horse's bridle, and he really saved Napoleon's life. Napoleon saluted the young soldier and says, "Thank you, Captain." And the young soldier said, "Sir, I'm not a captain." And he says, "Yes, you are. I'm Napoleon. And I just commissioned you a captain." So the young man went back, and rather than going back and taking his place with the others where he had been in the ranks of all the other soldiers, he went back and took his place with the other officers. Well, the other officers looked at this young man and they said, "Who are you? What are you doing here?" He said, "I'm a captain now. I'm a captain." And they replied, "By whose authority?" And he pointed to Napoleon. He said, "By that man's authority, he just said, I'm a captain now." When Jesus forgave you of your sins, when you repented and you asked Him to come into your heart, into your life, He made a declaration as to who you are now. He made a declaration that now you are a child of God. He said, "You're now joint heirs with me, Jesus." He said that you're now a son or a daughter of the Most High. He reminded you and me that we're the blood-bought, that we're the redeemed. If you take your rightful position as what Jesus has declared that you and I are, when we take our position, our rightful position in this world, this wicked place, if you take your position as the child of the Most High God, and you're full of the Holy Spirit, His anointing, the devil's going to come to you. He's going to begin to ask you, "By what authority do you say you are? Who said you're a child of the God?" He'll begin to bring discouragement and doubt and tell you you're nothing. And he challenges you and he asks you, "By whose authority do you think you're trying to live this life?" And you just look at the whispers and the lies of the enemy, and you point to heaven, and you said, "He said it. My Father in heaven has said these words. I was once nothing. I was lost. I was a mess. But by the blood of Jesus, I'm part of the family of God. I'm part of His family now." Oh, may the Holy Spirit remind us this morning that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. May we light the lamps of the past and remember what Jesus has done in our lives again and again and again. The second thing this morning I would remind you is to recognize what God is doing, not just what He's done in the past, but what He is doing. Psalm 66 and verse 5, the word says, "Come and see the works of God. He is awesome and doing toward the sons of men. He's awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He's still doing things in our lives, the Word is declaring. He's still awesome in doing things today for you and me. He is still alive. God is real. He is our Creator. He is in heaven, and He is working in the lives of those that will allow Him to. He will reach out in faith to Him. Discouragement, if we're not careful, it can cause us to lose sight of the eternal principles, the eternal promise that God is ever active and wants to draw near to you and to me. Think about that. The Creator of the universe wants to be near us. In 2 Chronicles 15 and 2, the Word says, "The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you." Are you seeking Him? At the point of discouragement, seek Him. He'll be found by you. You'll feel His presence. You'll feel that love. You'll feel that embrace. You'll feel that hope and that encouragement that can only come from Jesus flowing into your heart. His power and His presence is always there, ready to work and to lift us up. Oh, think about what God is now doing in your life and begin to praise Him for all that He's doing, what He's done, and receive it by faith right now today. In Philippians 4 and 4, the Word says, rejoice. You know these words. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let us rejoice in what He's doing right now today in our lives to give Him thanks and glory and praise and honor. The third point this morning, rejoice about what God will do. Rejoice about what He will do. Joel 2 and 21, rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Do you believe that in your life? Is your tomorrows and all of the days ahead full of that faith in the Word that says, God is on my side. God will do great things in my life by faith. I believe it. I'm telling you, when you get a hold of the promises in the Word of God and you begin to proclaim those promises, there's no room for discouragement. We've got to face our tomorrows with an attitude of faith that God has promised not just to be with us today, but He's promised to be there to give us strength for all of our tomorrows, for all of those events that have yet happened, that we need His help and His strength. We can only overcome that discouragement that's in our life today by remembering the promises of what He plans to do in our lives, what He will do. I have some promises on the overhead for you I want to share with you, beginning in Isaiah 43 and verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Some of you, this very place today, you're going through the waters, so to speak. You're going through some stuff that's hard. And when you're passing through those waters, what is God telling you? He's saying, I will be with you. Psalm 91, verse 15. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Isaiah 40 and 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those with no might, He increases strength. Oh, praise God for that promise. Then in verse 31, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and run and not be weary, and walk and not faint, as we read when we began the sermon today. Then in Isaiah 41 in verse 9, you are my servant. Don't you have the Lord reminds us that it's personal? It's a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. He's saying, you are my servant. I've chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not. Do not be discouraged, he's saying to us, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Praise God for that promise today. Then in verse 13, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not. I will help you. Those are our promises. God is speaking to you and me today through those words. If we'll just allow those words to sink into our spirit, we grab a hold of them and say, yes, Lord, I believe you're speaking to me this morning. A young Christian man named Jim would go into his church nearly every day, and he would sit quietly for 5 minutes in one of the pews. One day, his pastor came to him and just asked him, he said, well, Jim, exactly why are you doing this? Jim looked up at his pastor and says, well, pastor, he said, the world just sometimes wears me down. So I come and sit in the church, all alone in the quietness of the church. I sit there and I say, Jesus, this is Jim. I need your help today. And Jesus always pours his strength into me, Pastor. He's always there for me. One day, the pastor was called to the hospital. He got word that his buddy Jim was dying. When the pastor went into the room, Jim asked that he might be alone with his pastor, so the others in the room left. And then Jim said to his pastor, Pastor, when they brought me into the hospital, they thought I was unconscious and I could hear them. And they said I was going to die. Then they left me alone in my room for a few minutes. And while I was laying there in my room by myself, I heard the door open. And I looked, but nobody was there. And in just a moment, I felt the hand of someone. It was on my shoulder. And I heard a voice, a still, quiet voice that said, Jim, this is Jesus. Don't be afraid. I've come to take you home. And I will go through that dark valley with you. You're not alone. Jim looked at his pastor and said, Pastor, I'm not afraid. I'm ready to go home with Jesus. King David experienced discouragement, didn't he? King David, who had been anointed by Samuel to be king, but for years was hounded and chased by Saul, who wanted to kill him. Through all those difficulties, David continued to look to the Lord for help and encouragement. And he wrote that beautiful psalm, Psalm 23, that we have on the overhead. You know this psalm, but I want us all to read it together this morning. Let it just strengthen us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We say amen to that word. Oh, let it just sink into your spirit and your hearts this morning. Let that promise be yours, personal, that you hold on to and believe. I close today by just asking, are you tired of being discouraged? Whether or not your situation changes, it doesn't matter if the situation is the same or different, you can experience the peace that you so long for and the joy and the contentment that you need. I want to tell you, circumstances don't have to dictate your emotions. Please hear this. Circumstances don't have to dictate your emotions. You have someone on your side who is always available to you to strengthen you, to uphold you, to help you, to put His arm around you and call your name and say, I'm here for you. You're not alone. God, help us to just light the lamps of the past and to remember all that Jesus has done for us. Help us just to pause and to realize what He's doing right now, this moment in our lives. And help us with eyes of faith to look forward and to embrace the promises of God, that He's going to be with you every step of every day, of all your tomorrows. He's going to be there. There was a man by the name of Handley Page. He was a very famous British aviator. Handley Page tells of a flight he was taking once in one of the old-time planes flying over Arabia. As he's flying over Arabia, he realized that a large rat had got into his plane without his knowledge. Because when he got up in the air, he could hear this rat gnawing and chewing on a vital part of that old airplane. He knew that those sharp teeth of that rat might damage the wiring or some components of the plane and result in bringing about a crash. And suddenly, Handley Page remembered that a rat can't live in a high altitude. So he started his plane just straight up, as high as he could get it, toward the heavens. Just kept going. And after he got so high, he realized that that gnawing, chewing noise had stopped. Later, he returned to the ground safely. Well, he found that rat. It was dead. Because that rat couldn't live up in that high atmosphere, that high altitude. Sometimes, there's a rat in our life called discouragement. And it's continually gnawing at us, wanting to bring us down, to weaken our faith, tempting us to give up, wanting us to crash emotionally and spiritually. I'll tell you what we need today. We need to aim high, go as high as we can go. We need to point our heart and our lives to heaven, to our Savior Jesus. We need to get closer to God. I'll tell you this. We point ourselves to heaven and we get the closest God to God as we can get. That rat of discouragement can't survive because it can't stand to be in the presence of God. And there, and only there, will we find the peace and the love, and the hope, and the strength, and the lift in our spirits that we so need in our lives by His presence. Oh, church, it's by His presence that He ministers to us, that He lifts us up. And all the temptations of being low and despondent and discouraged and full of despair, they're gone in His presence as He ministers to you and blesses you as He wants to do now, this morning, in this place. Would you please bow your heads this moment, close your eyes, just for a moment. Everyone, please bow your head and close your eyes. I'm not going to ask anyone to step out into the aisles. I'm not going to embarrass anyone. But with every head bowed and every eye closed, you would just say to me, Pastor, I've been battling some discouragement. I feel the Holy Spirit ministering to me today. Pastor, please pray for me. Simply lift your hand. I won't embarrass anyone. So I can see your hand and know to pray for you. If that's your heart's cry, just lift your hand today. Keep it lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, I now pray for these in this place. Oh, God, that need a wonderful sense of your ministry and your touch by your supernatural power of your Holy Spirit in this place today. By your Spirit, reach down into minds and hearts. Give a supernatural sense of your presence. Let them draw near to you today. God, let the enemy's lies and whispers be distant and gone. Let that gnawing rat of discouragement die in your presence today. Give healing of emotions and heart today. Give strength and hope and encouragement in this place today. In the mighty name of Jesus, do that work, I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you please stand with me this morning? Mike's playing a great song. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their faith. Many of you know that song. Sherry, grab your microphone, see if you can start us off. I know we don't have the words up, but if you don't know it, just worship and sing it if you do.
Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with thee. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings.
Sang that old chorus today, higher ground. We need that higher ground. We get to that higher ground. That's where we find His presence. That's where we find His touch. That's where we find that hope that we need. That's when discouragement leaves us. We reach that higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand on heaven's tableland. Praise God. That's what we need today. Thank you for being with us today. First-time guests, returning guests, thank you for being with us. It's an honor, a privilege to have you with us today. We just pray you felt God's presence in this place. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to come back, try us again. We would love to get to know you better. And if you're praying for a place to call home, just maybe this is the place. Bless you. Thank you for being with us. Brother Coy Watkins, would you dismiss us in prayer today, sir?